This is Senator Al Simpson. The administration is very deadly serious about making force structure and weapons cuts in fiscal 91. Dick Cheney will make that happen. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, before releasing the DOD budget, Secretary of Defense Cheney declared a moratorium on most new military construction projects for 3 months. Cheney asked for a halt to new contracts, architectural and engineering designs for new projects, and a military-wide freeze on civilian hiring to try to get a handle on where we are with procurement. Cheney's mission is very clear. He is measuring the steps of military cuts while very seriously chopping away at the unnecessary defense fat. Ted, our former colleague, is wise in the ways of Congress, for he knows full well that Congress will try to make ever more deeper cuts. He's headed that one off at the pass. So, Ted, you Democrats can stockpile your grape shot and rockets. Dick Cheney already has the Pentagon standing at attention.
Al, the Pentagon really pulled the wool over your eyes this time. The Bush administration's military spending budget is just plain out of step with the realities of the modern world. The Berlin Wall is coming down, but the Star Wars budget is still going up. In Poland, Solidarity has moved from the picket line to Parliament, but the B-2 bomber is still moving down the Pentagon's multi-billion dollar runway. A peaceful revolution stopped the Cold War cold. It's already transforming Eastern Europe. But the only peace dividend this Republican administration has in mind is closing military bases in Democratic districts. Cosmetic fig leaves like moratoriums on military construction can't conceal the facts, Al. The Bush defense plan is a Rip Van Winkle budget that has not yet awakened to the changes in the world or the challenges here at home. The Reagan military buildup is dead, Al, but President Bush refuses to bury it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a Bush budget that shortchanges education. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.